It's time again this week for our Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and this week we are going to visit with Tim O'Connor. He is the president of the Wheat Foods Council. And Tim, this is an interesting organization. You guys have a lot going on right now, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Why don't you first just give us a little bit of background, what the Wheat Foods Council is?
Well, thank you. Appreciate this opportunity. The Wheat Foods Council is an entire wheat industry value chain organization, from the grower groups all the way through to the millers, the bakers, and other suppliers to the industry, ingredient suppliers, knowledge suppliers, technology suppliers, that all come together, invest revenue into the program budget to increase demand for wheat foods here in the domestic U.S. market space.
And as I mentioned earlier, you do have a lot going on right now. Tell us more about some of the things that you have on your radar, some of the projects on your agenda.
Well, we certainly have worked hard to identify what we believe are the most important things for the Wheat Foods Council to focus on. We go through and have done strategic planning. We've written a five-year plan. And our goal, with a relatively small budget to address the entire U.S. marketplace to grow demand for wheat, we have to be pretty strategic about where can we try to put our efforts to see the maximum return on the most pressing problems. Because we do want to turn around misconceptions and find ourselves positioned to really move the needle on wheat demand. And so we have identified that we need to work with influencers who can multiply our message to reach way more people than we could on our own, and influencers who have an ability to be seen as highly credible and to have an effect on our intended targets. So personal trainers have become one of our core influencers. We have been educating personal trainers now for 3 years. There are a lot of personal trainers. There are over 300,000 of them. And they have been guilty of really jumping into fad diets, promoting diets that are very low carb in nature, like the paleo diet, the keto diet, and other low carb approaches to training and primarily to weight loss. Most people go to a trainer to get in shape and lose weight. And so a trainer knows to be successful in their work, they want to get their client to exercise and to eat differently. And so recommending these fad diets has been one of their tactics. So we have been educating personal trainers. We use a core group of leading experts in the field, and we've made tremendous inroads of helping personal trainers understand the importance of wheat foods, particularly to people that are doing athletic competitions, that they need the carbohydrates in their body and that those are not a source of weight gain, that it's total calories and lifestyle that contribute to weight gain. So we've made great progress in working with personal trainers.
And one thing I did want to ask you more about, I think it is very interesting and important. You talked about the fact that you are from basically the farm all the way to the end user. You guys are involved. And maybe go into that a little bit more, why that's important.
Well, we are the whole industry value chain. So everyone in our membership has a different need. You know, the grower wants more wheat to be sold. The miller wants more flour to be sold. The baker wants more finished baked goods to be sold. You know, everyone wants to see the sector of their business that they're in advance. And that's why we target the end consumption of wheat and wheat foods as a core of our work, that we really have all got the opportunity to gain in the industry when consumers have a better opinion about wheat and see wheat as a food that offers nutrition and offers them an opportunity to eat a variety of all kinds of foods. Wheat really does span the whole day part, if you will, from breakfast to snacking to all the meal occasions, and can be a wonderful part of holidays and other special occasions. So we have a lot to work with, and we're excited about the work that we are doing.
Thanks so much. It's Tim O'Connor, president of the Wheat Foods Council, with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.